Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1942, Alan Lomax brought his recording equipment to a picnic that was being held near the town of Sledge, Mississippi. The musician leading the band, a talented multi-instrumentalist, was something of a local legend.
Your carriage, you can't ride your cane, no summer night. Carriage, you can't stay, haunt it up, can you wait?
The man's name was Sid Hemphill, and he was born in the hill country of Mississippi about 11 years after the end of the Civil War. Coming from a musical family, his father was a fiddle player and his brothers all played as well. Hemphill was said to be proficient on 9 different instruments, including fiddle, guitar, banjo, and piano, not to mention his very own homemade quills and cane fife. Over the course of an afternoon, Lomax recorded 24 titles, including the very first examples of fife and drum band music, a tradition that some say dates back as far as the Revolutionary War. At the time Lomax found him, Hemphill had been leading a band for nearly half a century, entertaining a variety of audiences with ballads, fiddle tunes, blues, spirituals, and popular hits of the day.
This is the hammer, kill John Henry. Let him low, let him low. This is the hammer, kill John Henry.
Alan Lomax considered Hemphill's music to be one of the greatest finds of his career. They would cross paths again some 17 years later, when Lomax took another trip through the hill country of Mississippi. Although Hemphill passed on in the early 60s, his granddaughter, Jessie Mae Hemphill, carried the family name on into the 21st century. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available in iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.
You can ride, you can.